PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Reading Rainbow.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book.
Reading Rainbow.
You recognize that one? It's Lionel Richie's rock video All Night Long. You've probably seen it. It tells the story of a street party getting together. You know, most music videos tell a story using words, pictures, and music. Videos are the newest way of performing a very, very old art, telling stories with music. And there are plenty of videos around these days that tell stories, and I'll bet you've seen some of them. Let's take a look.
Feeling rising in the cities. Feeling sweeping over land, over borders, over frontiers. Nothing will its power withstand. I say, there is no deeper way than this, rising in the world. There is no deeper way than this.
Hit you with some stories you can tap your foot to. Stories told with music. So let's catch our first story by Run DMC, a rap group from Queens, New York. In rap, rhythm and rhyme are everything. It's a kind of street poetry. This video will show you what I mean. Here's Run DMC telling you their story set to music.
I'm right on time with no delay.
When I was small, each and every day, I'd get on the drums and I would play. I played from one at least to three, then I hang with my homeboy DMC. And when the day was over, I would sleep. with my homeboy DMC.
Now the things I do make me a star,
and you could be too if you know who you are. Just put your mind to it and you go real far,
like the pedal to the metal when you're driving a car.
That was great. And we're going to see some more of Run DMC in a little bit. You know, the guys in the group, Joe, Daryl, and Jay, write all their own rhymes. Hi, Tanny.
Hi, LeVar.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever make up your own rhymes?
Uh-huh. Would you like to hear mine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was feeling kind of down today. I didn't know what to do. I thought I'd see a friend of mine. I think I'll come see you.
Oh, I like that rhyme. And you have some more here in your hand, don't you?
Uh-huh. This book is called Blackberry Ink by Eve Merriam. Would you like to hear some rhymes?
I'd love to.
Okay. Bella had a new umbrella, didn't want to lose it. So when she walked out in the rain, she didn't ever use it.
Is there a picture that goes with the poem?
Uh-huh. The picture's really funny, because it shows Bella and her umbrella, and her pockets are all filled with water.
Hmm.
A lot of the poems are really funny. Here's another one I liked. It's called The Five Little Monsters. The picture in that one has the fifth little monster. He's licking all the pudding from the wooden spoon, and it's so cute.
Sounds like you like this book, Tanny.
Yeah.
Would you recommend it to your friends?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Thanks, Tanny. Thanks for the great rhymes. All kinds of books can be used for storytelling. Now, Abiyoyo is a book you can sing, which makes perfect sense because it was written by a folk singer, Mr. Pete Seeger, who's here with us today. Hi, Pete.
Hi.
Pete, tell us where you got the idea to write the book Abiyoyo.
Oh, quite unintentional. I was singing a lullaby to my kids about 35 years ago. And, you know, kids get about 3 years old and they discover that lullabies are propaganda songs.
What do you mean, propaganda?
Oh, they don't want to go to sleep. They howled me down. No, we want a story. So I compromised, as one does in this world. I said, okay, I'll figure out a story, but I'll sing you the song too.
Abiyoyo, 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 abiyoyo.
Based on a South African lullaby and folk story. Text by Pete Seeger. Illustrations by Michael Hayes. Spoken and sung by me, Pete Seeger. You know, once upon a time, there was a little boy who played the ukulele. Around town he'd go. Clink, clunk, clunk. Clunk, clink, clunk. The grown-ups would say,
take that thing out of here.
Not only that, the boy's father got in trouble. The boy's father was a magician. He had a magic wand. He'd go zoop, zoop, and make things disappear. But he played too many tricks on people. He'd come up to someone about to drink a nice cold glass of something. Zoop, the glass disappears. Someone doing a hard job of work. Up comes the father with his magic wand. Zip! No saw! He'd come up to someone about to sit down after a hard day's work. Zip! No chair.
That's not funny.
Yeah, right. Get out of here.
People said to the father, you get out of here too. Take your magic wand and your tricks and you and your son. Just get. And the boy and his father were ostracized. That means they made him live on the edge of town. Now in this town, they used to tell stories. The old people used to tell stories about the giants that lived in the old days. They used to tell a story about a giant called Abiyoyo. He said he was as tall as a tree and could eat people up. Of course, nobody believed the story, but they told it anyway. One day, the sun rose blood red over the hill. The first people got up and looked out the window. they saw a great big shadow in front of the sun, and they could feel the whole ground shake. Women screamed. Strong men fainted.
Run for your lives! Bobby Oyo's coming!
He comes to the sheep pasture. He grabs a whole sheep.
Nope.
He comes to the cow pasture. He grabs a whole cow.
Grab your most precious possessions and run! Run!
Just then, the boy and his father woke up.
Hey, Pa, what's coming over the field?
Why, son, that's Abba Yo-Yo. Oh, if only I could get him to lie down, I could make him disappear. The boy says, come with me, Pa. He grabs his father by one hand. The father gets the magic wand. And the boy gets his ukulele. They run across the fields.
People yell, don't go near him!
He'll eat you alive!
It was Abba Yo-Yo.
He had long fingernails because he never cut them. He had slobbery teeth because he didn't brush them. Stinking feet because he didn't wash them. He raised up with his claws. Just then the boy whips out his ukulele.
Ah-be-yo-yo, 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 ah-be-yo-yo.
Well, you know, the giant had never heard a song about himself before. And a foolish grin spread over the giant's face. And the giant started to dance.
Ha-be-yo-yo, 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 ha-be-yo-yo.
The boy went faster.
Ha-be-yo-yo, yo-yo, yo-yo, ha-be-yo-yo, yo-yo, yo-yo, ha-be-yo-yo. The giant got out of breath. He staggered. He fell down flat on the ground. Up steps the father.
Whoop! Whoop!
Abba Yo-Yo disappeared.
Yay!
He's gone. The people ran across the fields. They lifted the boy and his father up on their shoulders. They say, come back to town, bring your darn ukulele, we don't care anymore. And they all sang,
Abba Yo-Yo, Abba Yo-Yo, Abba Yo-Yo, Abba Yo-Yo, Abba Yo-Yo, 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 Abba Yo-Yo, Yo-Yo, Yo-Yo.
And that's the story of Abba Yo-Yo.
Great story, Pete. I think I like the disappearing part the best.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
How come?
Time for me to disappear.
Zoop! Well, I guess we'll see Pete some other time. Folk songs and rock videos tell their stories with words and music. But musical stories can be told without using any words at all, just movements. Let me show you what I mean. Here's a group working out the way to tell a story that you'll probably recognize. Melanie Stewart and her dance company perform folk tales and fairy tales set to music.
Dance is a terrific way to tell a story because the human body is so expressive. In the story, Beauty and the Beast, movement can show the feelings of all the different characters.
Hey, Mark, you know, this is really a good image for your opening scene.
Yeah, it's perfect because that's just like the way I feel.
It's really nice.
It's a great story, isn't it?
Yeah.
The story of Beauty and the Beast is a story of a beast who is transformed into a prince through his love of a woman. We're going to tell that story through movement today. Can you think of an emotion that I might be able to convey for you through a movement?
Happiness.
Yeah. Happiness is one, okay. I can get happy and I... Yeah!
Now I'm happy. All right.
Okay. Yeah. That can be really silly, and that's fine.
During rehearsal, we talk about the story, the attitudes and actions of the characters, and we try all kinds of different ways of moving our bodies to tell the audience exactly what's happening in the tale.
All right, we're going to work with the two ugly sisters today, and I want you to remember that we're telling a story through movement and through the portrayal of emotions. What are the emotions of the ugly sisters?
Jealousy.
Competition.
Okay, let's begin to see that in your body, Donna.
Beauty's ugly sisters practice mean faces and arrogant postures that show jealousy, anger, and spite. They can really turn into ugly sisters just by using facial expressions and body movements.
It's the flaring of the nostrils, it's the shoulder forward, and the decoration in the hands, always decorating the body. Rather than coming from within, it's all put on without. Okay, Beauty, Beast, it's your turn. Come forward, please. All right, now in this sequence, I'm going to tell the story and you're gonna do the movement. Okay, now, Beauty, you've just found the Beast. He's dying. The Beast is dying of grief. And you come to him, you're listening to his heart, and what do you find? You feel his fingers, are they cold yet? That's it. You don't want him to die, do you? No, no. Okay, lift his head up towards you. You see he's alive? Could there be life in this body? Okay, well, it's all right to laugh. That's fine.
In dance, the hands are so important. We rehearse using our hands to show emotion. At the end of the story, the Beast lay dying, and Beauty strokes his hand. His fingers flex and move. His legs begin to stretch out, muscles straining. Life is coming back to him. Costumes and masks can help dancers tell their stories. They become part of the dance. The glove and the mask help tell the dancers and the audience who the character is and what he is feeling. When we finally perform Beauty and the Beast, the story is revealed with movement, costumes, and music. And it's really magical.
Music with no words, but still a story is there. You can get a story across by dancing it if you pick the right moves. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
You like to dance, Molly?
Yeah, but only in front of my little brother.
But you like to read about dancing, huh?
Uh-huh. I just read this book called Are You in the Perfect Moon, and it's a perfect book.
What's the story about?
It's about a grandmother who tells her granddaughter about when she was a little girl and did a dance for her village in Bali. Mm. She learned to do a special dance with masks and costumes. I loved the part about the musicians and when she was dancing with the other girls. My favorite part was when Ayu dressed up in her beautiful dresses. I never knew there was a place called Bali until I read this book.
Thanks, Molly. Sounds like a great story. And maybe you can bring your little brother on the show and dance for us sometime. Dancing is one way to tell a musical story, but there is some music that lets you make up your own story. There are no words, no dancing, just music, pure music like this. In this music, there are no words to tell you the story. So it's up to you to hear some pictures in the music. And these pictures can be anything your imagination flashes at you. Here are the images that animators Dean Winkler and John Sanborn saw when they heard this music. Let's watch. We can't talk about musical stories without mentioning one of the most famous. And Kimball is here to tell us about that one. Right, Kimball?
Right, LeVar. It's a musical story called Peter and the Wolf by Sergei Prokofiev, a Russian composer.
And what's the book about, Kimball?
It's about a little boy named Peter who saves the animals in the forest by capturing a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
The really different thing about this book is that each character is represented by a different musical instrument. For example, Peter's instrument is a lively violin. The wolf's instrument is a threatening French horn. There are not only pictures and words in the book, but you can also read the music.
So the musical notes are actually written on the pages.
Right. And the instrument that plays the music is right alongside of it.
So who do you think should read this book, Kimball?
I think everyone should read Peter and the Wolf, because it proves that you can tell a great story with music.
Thanks, Kimball. I have a feeling we're going to see you back here reviewing one of your own books real soon.
Thanks, Lord.
Before we wrap up today's show, let's hear another rap from Run DMC. This is what they have to say on the subject of books.
Oh yes, indeed, I like to read, cause reading's fun. Not only me, I'm DMC, but also Run. From the front to the back, as pages turn, reading is a very fresh way to learn.
And if you look into a book, you might just say,
I had fun, just like Run,
DMC and Jay.
So if you look into a book, like Run DMC says, there's fun to find, especially in the kinds of books we've seen today. Books that have music in their pages, books that are story songs, books about dancing, or books full of rhymes. So find yourself a book that you can get into, preferably one with a good beat. I'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Abby Yo-Yo, a story song by Pete Seeger, illustrated by Michael Hayes, published by Macmillan Publishing Company. Blackberry Ink, poems by Eve Merriam, pictures by Hans Wilhelm, published by William Morrow and Company. Ayu and the Perfect Moon, by David Cox, published by the Bodley Head Merrimack Publishers Circle. Peter and the Wolf, adapted from the musical tale by Sergei Prokofiev, illustrated by Erna Voigt, published by David R. Godin.